Hey.
Boker Tov.
Oh, hey. In the middle of the Sugi of Or.
Boker Or.
Okay, today we're on Daf Hey. And we are 1/4 of the way down. What we're looking for is basically what the Moker is that everybody seems to agree that the Chometz is only usher half of the day on the 14th. But it is usher on the 14th. Where do we get this from? And so yesterday we ended up with the idea in the Pasuk of Ach Chalak, that there's a half a day that is the day of the usher, and that day of the usher has got to be referring to the Yom HaRishon, Ach B'Yom HaRishon Tashbitu Sa'omi, Yom has to be referring not to the 15th, because we would have known that the 15th is usher anyway, because of the Hekesh of the din of Hashbatat Chametz to the din of Achilat Chametz, and then the din of Achilat Chametz to Achilat Metzah, which is done in the nighttime. So therefore, it is clear that the 15th is usher even from the night. The only explanation for the addition of a new day, which is usher, which is called Yom HaRishon, and on that day you begin Hashbatat Sa'or, has got to be the day before the 15th. So how do we know that it doesn't mean the night of that day before the 15th? We know from Ah. That was as far as we had gotten yesterday. That seems a little bit complicated. And let's see whether we can make things easier than that.
You know Ah from the night, or just not from the morning? It was half the day. Mm-hmm. Wasn't Ah from the could have been the morning, therefore we have half the day. Ah is half the day.
Ultimately, it boils down to that. Says the Gemara, there's an alternative. The Vei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, Matzinu arba'asar shenikra rishon, shenema berishon bi'arba'asar yom lachodesh. What is this rishon? Be'erev tochlu matzot. So berishon bi'arba'asar means that the Torah uses the word rishon to refer to the 14th, despite the fact that that is erev yontev. It's not yontev. So when it says berishon also, the ach b'yom rishon tashbitu, it's referring to that same yom rishon. The 14th, and therefore I don't need to go through this whole diak that I would have known anyway what the day of the 15th is, because we have the hekesh of matzah and so'or, shvita. No, that's very simple. The word ach b'yom harishon is a reference to arba'asah. Reb Nachman bar Yitzchak says, we don't need any diukim even for to bring a raya that the Torah refers to rishon as the 14th, because the word rishon always means the day before. Rishon means me'ikara mashma. Rishon means, without any further ado, the day before. As it says, HaRishon Adam Tivaleid, where Iov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says to you, you were born before Adam HaRishon. So, in other words, you have more to say about life. So that means that HaRishon is first before what's given. If what's given is the Yom HaMishasar, then Yom HaRishon, Ach B'Yom HaRishon, means the day before. Why are we looking for all of these riots? The language itself is Mechayev, that it means the day before. Asks the Gemara, but that doesn't seem to be true. I mean, how about Ulekachtem Lachem Bayom HaRishon? How about the Chiev of taking a lulav and etrog? So it says over there, take Bayom HaRishon, Pri Etzadar, Kapot, Marim, and so on. I guess that's a reference to taking a lulav and an etrog, Erev Sukkot, the way you're reading it. So, I mean, by the same token, if Ach Bayom HaRishon Tashbitu means to get rid of the Chometz on Erev Pesach, so then this means, take your lulav and etrog and erev sukkot. So you're going to tell me that Rishon me'ikara mashma? No, that's not a question. Shane hatam, there the Torah says b'feirush. Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokechem shivat yamim. Since it says over there, 7 days, so if the 7 days means, by definition, that it's chag, I mean, because certainly the seventh day is chag, so ma shvi'i shvi'i l'chag, then in that context, the Rishon should also mean the Rishon of the chag. No, that's not true. You can say the same thing in our case by Pesach. It says, ach b'yom ha'rishon, tashbitu, and then it goes right on to say at the end of the pasuk, ki kol ocho chametz v'nichruta, miyom ha'rishon ad yom ha'shvi'i. So you could say the same thing over there. In the context of the Pasuk, the Yom HaRishon is compared to the Yom HaShvi'i, just like Yom HaShvi'i is one of the 7 days of the Chag, so to the Yom HaRishon is one of the 7 days of the Chag. So then that basically contradicts your own statement, that Rishon means the day before the days of the Chag. So you can't have it both ways. So what are you going to do with that? Because there you see, why doesn't it say Yom Rishon? Why does it say HaRishon? HaRishon normally. Shema min alekid Amran. It must mean the day before. Excuse me. But by Sukkot and Lulav and Esrog, it also says HaRishon. So Yachatam Nami HaRishon normally could have said, made the same argument there and come out needing to take a Lulav and Esrog on Erev Sukkot. Furthermore, V'tu, ha'atam dechtiv b'yom ha'rishon shabbaton, u'b'yom ha'shmini shabbaton. Where the Torah tells us that the din on Sukkot is to have a Shabbaton on the first and on the eighth day. So you have a din of a chag on the first and eighth days. The rest of the days are Chol HaMoed. So one, maybe we should say that when it says B'yom HaRishon, it means Erev Sukkot should be a chag. So we're going to say Rishon is Meikar HaMashma. Well, no, because over there it's comparing it to B'yom HaShmini. B'yom HaShmini Shabbaton. I mean, Shmini means Shmini, the chag. We know that there's an eighth day of the chag, so HaRishon, Rishon, the chag. And so, but according to you, it shouldn't have said HaRishon. HaRishon, you said, is always a raya, that it means the day before. So HaRishon Lamali. HaRishon tells me that Chol HaMoed is not included. The first day, not any of the other days. I mean, Chol HaMoed. If it says the first day and the eighth day, then I believe that that means, and not the days in between, doesn't it? I mean, it says Rishon and Shmini. So I mean, Rishon and Shmini, not God. I said, well, I need a special pasuk to tell me, and not the other days? Why would I have thought that? No, says the Gemara, not necessarily. Because I might have said, Salkadat HaChamina, oh, the God of Rachman, Uvayom HaShmini Shabbaton. What's the Uvayom? That Vav Mosif Al Yan Rishon, Da Filu B'Chol HaShomoy? I might have thought that maybe the Torah would have been telling us, even Chol HaMoed. Oh, come on. I mean, so now you're saying, since it says Vav, that adds Chol HaMoed, therefore I need the Hay to tell me not Chol HaMoed. But wouldn't there be an easier way of doing this? Just leave out the Vav. Then you can leave out the Hay. And I mean, so what kind of drush is that? So then he has the Gemara, Lo Lichtav Rachman, Lo Vav, Velo Hay, and then you're left without this problem. And besides with it, anyway, it doesn't work out, your drosha. Because take a look at this. Hatam dechiv b'yom harishon mikra kodesh yelachem, which is referring to Pesach on the first day. Are you going to say that rishon mikor mashma? Then what would be the, there's no comparison over there to the eighth day of Pesach, because there ain't any eighth day of Pesach. So what are you going to say about over there? All it says in the pasuk is b'yom harishon mikra kodesh yelachem kom lechet avodah lo tasu, period. Now what are you going to do about that? That should mean, according to your standards, the day before Pesach is a yom. Therefore, says the Gemara, wait, the truth is we shouldn't have asked questions from any of these rishons, not from Pesach, not from Sukkot, and not from Lulav HaNetzer, because there's a special drasha of the Tanit Vayrev Yishmol that explains the usage of these three rishons. Hani shlosha rishon miboyle l'tani devei Rabbi Yishmael. The Tani devei Rabbi Yishmael. Mischar shlosha rishon zachu l'shlosha rishon. In the schar of taking these mitzvot of the rishon of Pesach, the rishon of Sukkot, l'gabi moed, and the rishon for the din of the tilat lulav etrog, Klal Yisrael was zocha to three things that were defined in the Bria that are called a rishon. One of them is l'achrit zar oshel esav. The other is binyan beit hamikdash. And the third is Shmo Shem Mashiach. Where do we see that these things are called Rishon? The first one, Nachrit Zaro Shel Esav, which includes, of course, Zera Amalek, Dichtiv Vayetze HaRishon Admoni, Kulok Aderet Sehar. So the Torah is defining this as Rishon. Vinin Meta Mikdash, it says, Kisei Kavod Merom Mirishon, Mekom Mikdashenu. Shmo Shem Mashiach, Dichtiv Rishon Letzion, Hinei Hinam, and continues on, Yerushalayim, the Vaseretin. So we see that those three things are called Rishon. But as far as the drasha of Rishon, such as over here, Achmi Omer Rishon, Tashbitu Zomer Batechem, Rishon means what it always means. The same concept of Rishon Adam Tivalei, coming before. Rishon Lezion. Well, we know what they really mean.
Oh, man.
No, but you can if you wish. Excellent. All right. That's wonderful. We'll talk about it more on the maybe at the Siyam. Rav Amar Miocha. Rav says is a simple diyuk that teaches us when chametz is also an erev Pesach. It's very pasuk. Lo tishchat al chametz dam tzivchi. I understand. What's your problem? So the Pesach is telling us clearly that at the time of Shkitat HaPesach, which is from Chatzos, even though Tosfos points out isn't really, because it's only after Tomei Shel Ben Arba'in, but since, as we'll see later, it's kosher l'achar Chatzos, so that means that that becomes now the broadest definition, the Zman of Shkitat HaPesach, and therefore it means that you have to have the chametz out of your house by that time. Says the Gemara, well, how do you know it means that? Maybe it means just physically. Ema kol chavachar kishachit. It just means when you do the act of Shechita, whatever time that is, your particular Chabura, one of them is shechting at 7 hours, one is shechting at 8 hours, one at 9 hours, whenever you shech, make sure you have no chometz in your rishos at that time. How do we know that this is the definition of the mitzvah of Tashbitu? No. The Gemara taught that because it's man shchita amar Rachman. L'maisa, the Torah is coming here to define a mitzvah that is chal on everybody. It's giving you an indication of the time. Then that time becomes defined by the phenomena that could be done during that time. It's not that the Torah is giving everybody a different Torah, that the Zman of Tashbis was different times. Even though, as Tosfos points out, that the truth is, of course, that the lav of Lo Tizbach is exactly that. Don't shecht your carbon Pesach while you have chametz in your rishus. That's still true. But nonetheless, insofar as it's giving you a din of Zman, the Gabi Tashbis, so it doesn't make sense that the Zman differs. So there's two inyanim over here. There's a gilui of the Zman, and then there's an isser in a particular act. The isser in the particular act is indeed defined by the act. When you shecht your Pesach and have chametz in your rishus, then you're over on this lav. But meanwhile, it's megala to you that the time of Shkitas HaPesach is the time in which the Torah starts being makpid on the dinam of chametz. Therefore, if we find that there's a mitzvah of tashbitu, it makes sense that this is that mitzvah. And the Torah asks you for chametz from that point on. That way we avoid all the complications of analyzing the risha. Tani nami hachi. Ach, bayom harishon tashbitu sa'omi batechem. That means be'erev yantif, says the Braita. How do you know it means me? Erev Yantuf? Oh, you know, Ella, Yom Tov Atzmon? Amar Gomar, lo tishchat ha-chametz dam zivchi, lo tishchat ha-pesach, v'adayim chametz kayam. So according to the way the Braita that Bach's Rava is learning, we understand that these are not two unrelated mitzvot, that the shchitas ha-pesach can't have chametz. And besides that, there's another mitzvah of Tashbitas Ormi Batechim, which could be heaven knows when. One is on the contrary. They are indications of one another. This is the Zman HaShchita. When does it become a lav? If you go ahead and you actually shecht the carbon Pesach, when it's on your rishus, then that act is an act of a lav. But the mitzvah of tashbitu, the chiyah vaseh, takes place at the time that would be roi, theoretically, for shkitat Pesach, even b'diavad, so from chatzot. Rabbi Akiva Omer, so that's Rabbi Yishmael Shita. Rabbi Akiva Omer, enot tzarich, you don't need to come on to a gilui from the din of lo tishchat al chametz. Actually, the mitzvah itself of Ach B'yom HaRishon implies, by definition, that it has to be Erev Pesach. Why? This is the most interesting one. Because Rabbi Akiva is going to take everything and turn it upside down. We thought that Yom HaRishon would tell us the 14th, with all kinds of complicated rayas, right? The beginning raya. Is it okay because it's the 14th? Maybe it's the morning of the 14th. Kamash Malan Ach. Rabbi Akiva says just the opposite. If the Torah tells you Ach, start just with the pasuk. You're a naive reader. The pasuk is Ach B'yom HaRishon. We know that Ach means it can't be the whole day. Okay, so it can't be the whole day. Now you're going to say, the Yom HaRishon meaning on Yantav, whenever, night before, I don't care. We don't know. Let's pretend we don't know anything about the mitzvah of Hashbat, that's all, and its relationship to Isra Achilat Chametz and the Matzah connection, all. We don't know anything about that. Sometime on the first day, maybe it's being marred by the night of the first day of the 15th. What's it saying? Tashbitu Sa'omi Batechem, burn your chametz. How am I going to burn my chametz on Yantav? I thought it's also to burn things on Yantav. It's not going to be referring to Yantav. Doesn't make sense it would be referring to Yantav. For example, to give an ach, you know they're giving Yantav. So therefore, that's right. That means Rabbi Akiva is making that assumption, which Gemara is going to express the Farish in a moment. So it says, on the one hand, it says, Ach B'yom HaShem Tashbitu Sa'omi Batechem. And on the other hand, it says, Kol Malacha Lo Ta'asu. So therefore, actually it doesn't say that, it says lo yaseh, but the idea is the same. Umatzinu la'avarashi av-malacha, and we know that burning things is an av-malacha. How could it possibly be, therefore, a reference to Yontif when you can't burn it on Yontif? Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, none of this is important. You know, it's sorry. It's very simple. Ari Omer, ach v'yom harishon tashbitu sa'omi batechem, that's got to mean berev Yontif. It has to be berev Yontif. How do you know it doesn't mean Yontif? Because it says, ach, halak, if it's referring to Yontif atzmo, how would it be possible for there to be time during the Yontav where you could have chametz? Mishari, aishki, hashbatatzor lachilat chametz, achilat chametz, lachilat matzah, as we originally had it. So this braita basically takes us through all of the different approaches. Omar Rava, Rava says, it's interesting, if you take a look at Rabbi Akiva, there's a lot of assumptions there, Rabbi Akiva. As you've already pointed out, one of them. Shvavid Amid Rabbi Akiva, to us, when we do see from Rabbi Akiva, he's assuming here, that the three very important things. First of all, Shmamina in Biur Chametzel Esreifan. And he obviously is holding that when the Torah says Tashbitu, it's got to mean that you have to actually burn it. If I could just flush it down the toilet, I mean, why? That wouldn't be filled under. So apparently, this of course was Tosus' Raya earlier of why the Gemara is taking for granted that Hashbatat Chametz would refer to Biur Chametz. Not as Rashi is saying, that it would be Hashbatat Belev, and that could be done before and so on. Furthermore, Shmamina, since he says that how could that mean Yantiv, since Havora is a Malacha, Nisr Malacha, then that means that he must hold that Havora is a Malacha. But that's a Machlokas back in Shabbos. Is burning something a Malacha, or is it Lav Yatzat? Remember, we had the famous Machlokas with Rabbi Nassim and Rabbi about what the din is. Havara, why did the Torah mention Lo Sivah Ruech B'chol Moshvotechem? Isn't that included in all of the Lametet Malachot? So one man Yomar says, L'lav yatzat, it's an Yisra Vav, it's not an Yisra Malacha. Not necessarily. But anyway, he called it, there's two approaches and Tosus to that. One approach of Tosus, it wouldn't be us. Because if there's no Shem Malacha on it, why would we apply it to Yantav? We need a separate pasuk. Tell me that is or applies to Yantav. But the other approach is, you called it a Malacha. He said, we find that Avar is a Malacha. Where we find it's a Malacha. If you hold that Avar, L'lav yatzat, it's not a Malacha. So it's clear that he holds that the understanding of the pasuk of Avaru Eish B'chol Moshvotechem is the Chalek, meaning to tell me that you're chayav on each malacha separately, not on all of the malachas, one korban. Vishmaminon, furthermore, since he said, and how would I be able to burn it on Yantav? So apparently, we do not say the din of Ho'il. In other words, we don't say, Ho'il v'utra havar alet zorech, utra nan shalol etzorech. Yeah, such as, I mean, there is a shita, and that is once a malacha is allowed to be done, so it's allowed to be done, this would certainly be included under a tzorach tzad of a yontiv of Pesach. It didn't occur to Rabbi Akiva to say that maybe would allow it to mean yontiv, it's got to mean erev yontiv. It certainly doesn't hold of Ho Yom.
Since we are
about
to make fire, why
can't we burn chametz on yontiv if we find it? That's because you hold of Ho Yom. Yeah, but all of these things are Rabbi Akiva. We're being medayik from Rabbi Akiva.
Sheet. Are we saying that he doesn't do the
oil of the flour? No. Doesn't hold the oil at all. We'll see in Beitza whether there's a way to make him after Mina between this case and others. Tana Rabbanan, Shiv'at Yamim, So'or, Lo Yimatzev V'atechem. There's a lot of psukim that seem to sort of be saying the same thing, and yet there are very subtle differences between them. So, for instance, Shivat Yamim Sa'ar Lo Yimatzei B'Vatechem. So that doesn't mention Lecha. It doesn't mention it has to be your Sa'ar. It says any Sa'ar. But where? In your homes. B'Vatechem. Now, it also says Lo Yera Elecha Chametz. And V'Lo Yera Elecha Sa'ar B'Chol Givulecha. Now, over there, it stresses Lecha twice, both on the Chametz and on the Sa'ar, which implies it has to be your own, not somebody else's. But it also stresses anywhere at all, not only in your homes. So, I mean, we're still not going to say you're more machmir, maybe, on a home. So when it comes to home, maybe any sor would be us. When it comes to the gvul, so then, you know, Tinami, that's an extension of the Yisr. If you have something hidden outside in the desert somewhere, buried underground, maybe over there it's only din in Lecha. That's what it seems to be saying on the surface. So the Gemara wants to analyze the various halachas and do it by way of gradually bringing these two psukim into focus and how they relate to each other. Tana Rabban, Shiv'at Yamim Se'or Lo Yimatzei B'Vatecha. Ma Talmud Lomar, why does the Torah say that? Doesn't it already say Lo Yer Elecha Se'or V'Lo Yer? Actually, it says it the other direction. It says first V'Lo Yer Elecha Chametz V'Lo Yer Elecha Se'or. The opposite order that it's quoted here. B'chol Gvulecha. So would that not include a Lo Yimatzei, which of course is also different? What's the difference between a Lo Yimatzei and Lo Yer E'? That too implies differences. So again, we have three important differences. The difference between seeing something or to be found. If I hide it, I can't see it. On the other hand, it is found. And then there's the difference between lecha or not lecha, any chametz at all. And then there's the difference between the gvul and the bayit. So in a way, these psukim seem to be referring to totally different isurim. So again, as a naive reader, without knowing the way in which the drasha works this out, it would seem as if the Torah is saying, if you're talking about something in your home, then whether it's visible or not, whether it belongs to you or not, you're going to be over an isur. If we're talking about something that is not in your home, but it's v'gvulecha, but not your bayit, then only if it's visible, and only if it's your own, will you be over. But if it's hidden, or if it doesn't belong to you, it belongs, let's say, to a goy or something, or to another individual, then you would be not over on the isur. That's certainly what it sounds like. Gvulecha is extensions beyond your home in the context of a pasuk that says bivotecha. There was about one pasuk that says bayit, and one says a pasuk that says gvul. So I'll say, okay, the bayit is more intimate, and therefore we're being more mach. Where the gvul is less intimate, but nonetheless there are yisurim. But there, the yisurim are defined by actual visibility of the chametz and the ownership of the chametz. Yeah, that's what it would be, my storage place or something. You know. So the Gemara now wants to show that those assumptions would not be true. So that we begin by asking, what would be the point, Bechlal, of saying Se'or Lo Yimatzei? If it already says, actually it doesn't already say, because it's a little bit later, but that the Gemara always uses that lashon. In other words, we talk about the Torah that we've seen it all. So does it not say, lo ye'er lecha chametz, v'lo ye'er lecha se'or b'chol gvulecha? Ah! But you see, l'fishinamar lo ye'ra'er lecha. Now that would have been taken to mean, shelcha i'ata ro'eh, aval ata ro'eh shel acherim v'shel gavoah. Okay. Once that's true, that I can see other people's chametz, and that I can see chametz that does not belong to anyone, in a sense, it belongs to the Beit HaMikdash. It's kosher. So if that's the case, yocho yatzmin, so first of all, maybe I can hide the chametz. It says lo yera'et, lo yera'et, it shouldn't be seen. But if I hide it, then I can, even if it's my own, I can hide it so that it's not visible, I'm not going to see it, and therefore I'll be mekayim the mitzvah lo yera'et. And I don't even have to hide chametz if it isn't mine. So I should go ahead v'yekabel pikdonot min anochri. If I want to store chametz for somebody else, I'm running a warehouse and I'm being paid for somebody to store their chametz. A goy wants to store his chametz by me, that should be fine. So maybe that's okay. Talmud Lomar says the Gemara, but the other pasuk says lo yimatzei. That means it can't even be found in your rishos. Now, Ainli Ella Binochri Shaloki Vashta. Now this piece is not meant to make sense as it's read. Okay, when Lamar's gonna come back to it and says, what was that supposed to mean? Because it seems to be running in the opposite direction. Nothing makes sense yet, really, but this really is crazy. And we're gonna come back and explain all of this. Ainli Ella Binochri Shaloki Vashta. This is Dafka, perhaps, I would have thought, with a Nochri who is not living under your thumb. Vein shorui imcha bechatzer, or not living in your chatzer. But how about a nochri shekivashto? How about a nochri that you were kovesh, so now he's your slave? Or he's shorui imcha bechatzer, and he lives there in the chatzer. Minayin, how do we know that even there, it seems to be saying, that even there it would be us, which is ridiculous, because it should be much more us there than in the other. Okay, the Gemara is going to say it's backwards. The reasoning is backwards. Talmud lomar, lo yimatzei bevatechen, it cannot be found in your homes. You might think that's dafka in your homes. How about storing chametz out in the field? In borot, shichin, umarot, minayin, how do we know that chametz is aser? Talmud omar b'chol gvulecha. Ah, but still, says the Gemara, I mean, why not make a difference between the yisurim in the house and the yisurim in the field? Adayan ani omer, I would still say, as that naive reader, bibatim over mishum bal yera'eh, ubal yimatzeh, ubal yatmin, ubal yikabel pikdonot min hanochri. When it comes to the homes, where over there it says lo yimatzeh, doesn't say lo yera'eh, and therefore you cannot be matmin. Doesn't say a word about lecha, therefore you can't be mekabel pikdonot. And therefore, in all of those cases, I would be over. But the gvulin, if I were keeping some chametz in a bar somewhere, then maybe I should darshan shelcha yataroeh avla taroeh shel acherim shel gavoah. Maybe over there I should make all of these diyukim to tell me that it's usher to have the goyis chametz or the hekdishes chametz. Minayin litena tamur shalzeh bezeh v'shalzeh bezeh. How do I know that the Torah wants us to apply the rulings of lo yimatzeh to lo yera'eh and the lo yera'eh to the lo yimatzeh? Talmud lomar, se'or, se'or, l'gzirat shabbat. Therefore, we use the word, which is completely extra, because when it says, lo yera'eh lecha chametz, and then adds, v'lo yera'eh lecha se'or, and it said, lo, se'or lo yimatzeh earlier, to tell me that in the same way se'or is used in one place, it comes from the same rules in the other place. Se'or, se'or, l'gzirat shabbat. Ne'mar se'or bevatim, se'or lo yimatzeh bevatechen, ve'ne'mar se'or begvulim, v'lo, it should say, v'lo yera'eh lecha se'or. Ma se'or ha'amur bevatim, over mishum, ba'al yera'eh, u'ba'al yimatzeh, u'ba'al yatmin, u'ba'al yikabel piktonot v'na nochrim. Af se'or ha'amur begvulim, over mishum ba'al yera'eh, u'ba'al yimatzeh, u'ba'al yatmin, u'ba'al yikabel piktonot v'na nochrim. So I can learn out from lo yimatzeh, the limudim that expand to include everything. On the other hand, of course, again, this sounds contradictory, and we're going to have to explain it in a moment. And just like the Torah clearly meant to say, bigvulin, only your own sa'or is aser, so too, so this is all contradictory. Now we're going to have to go and explain it. On the one hand, we're saying the lo yimatzei, which is a din, even if it's not yours, applies even to gvulecha. And on the other hand, we're saying the shalcha in the lo yirah and the gvulin applies even bivateicha. That doesn't make any sense. Omar, so let's go back now and try to work this out, because none of it adds up. You said, Ainli elabinachri shaloki vashto. When do we say that it's osur dafka in a goy that is not living under your ownership? The ain sharui im chavichatzer. He doesn't live with you in the chatzer. Nachri sheki vashto, the sharui im chavichatzer ninayin. And then you ask, how would I know? How about even if I own him? Talmud Omar lo yimatzei. What is that supposed to mean? If you own him, then it's more like your own chametz. Klape, liar, where the heck are you going over here? Omar Rabbi, this is a mistake. Epoch. Somebody got mixed up. It should have said, I only know a guy that I was kovej, that is living with me. How do I know even if I wasn't kovej, etc.? Talmud Omar lo yimatzei. Rava, as usual, doesn't like these tikkunim. You know, to him it's always a problem that it says the opposite of what you think. You know. So Rava says, no tape. The meaning of this last piece is obviously a reference to the earlier part of the drasha. It's going back on the resha, because remember, no matter how we look at it, there's a contradiction in the drasha here. Because on the one hand it says, shalchaya taroya avalataroya shal nochrim, and on the other hand it says, afilu shal nochrim yataroya, because it says, lo yiraya elo yimatzei, right? So going back to the first part, and it's saying, leheter, it says, shalchaya taroya, but you are allowed to be roya shalachirim v'shal gavoa. So maybe that's only a nochri shaloki vashto ven sharuim chabachatzer. How do you know that even a nochri shaki vashto, even if he's sharuim chabachatzer, which you would say has the same din as shalcha, even there it would be mutar, ninayin, tamud lomar lo yimatzei. What? What do you mean tamud lomar lo yimatzei? That's supposed to prove that it's mutar? Hai tana mehadarai hetera, v'nasiv lakrol yisura? The way Rav is learning, you're trying to prove that it would be mutter even though it's tachat yadcha. And the raya that it's mutter is it says lo yimatzei. How could lo yimatzei be raya that it's mutter? It doesn't even say lo yimatzei lecha. It says lo yimatzei bevateichem. If anything, this is an iser. How is Rav learning this? Since it says, Mishum shenemar, lecha trei zimni. The fact is that it says lecha twice, lelo yera'eh lecha chametz and lelo yera'eh lecha sa'or. So therefore, I don't need the lecha. It's an eno inyan drush. I don't need the lecha to tell me the din of ba yera'eh. Let me take the lecha and apply it to lo yimatzei with the klal of imeno inyan le'etz tnei ulamay. So wherever I have an x and y in the same sugya, one of which is lacking a particular definition, the other one which has a repetitive definition. So we always say, in eno inyan la ex tnei ulawai. So it means if we don't have a reason to repeat lecha by lo yera'eh, then let's apply the lecha to the equivalent case of lo yimatzei. Therefore, in other words, what Rav is really doing is he's saying that the braita includes itself the contradiction to what you would have thought is the solution. You would have thought the solution to the contradictory drasha, in which we're saying on the one hand, well, you can have a goyis chometz, and on the other hand we're saying, no, you can't have a goyis chometz. Contradiction is easily solved. One is referring to an ofer sheki vashto, one is referring to an ofer sheloki vashto. Therefore comes along the braita very cleverly, according to Rava, to point out that that's not going to help you, because the lecha that's repeated in Ba'i Yira'eh is going to tell you the same dinim for Ba'i Yimatzei. So therefore it includes either an ofer sheki vashto or an ofer sheloki vashto. So you're going to have to find another solution to the problem of bal yikabel pikdonot min anokri and so on. Because on one hand it's mutter, on the other hand it's osur. So meanwhile we've expanded our understanding of the drasha of the pasuk. According to Rava, this is very useful. According to Abaye, it's just like an additional, you know, whatever. Makes it clear. According to Rava, it actually changes the whole interrelationship here between the psukim. And therefore, it's coming to tell me that I now have a lo yimatzei that's also the equivalent of lecha.
What kind of would make sense? Lecha is limiting the user.
Yeah, but only for ba yera'eh. What we're doing here again, it's one of these things where the rabbanim come along and change the whole meaning of the Torah. Right? As the Gemara points out, look, you're not going to purpose this. Things come along, the rabbis, they do whatever they want with it. We're taking a pasuk, the pasuk is going out of its way to express different dinim, completely different dinim. And we're saying, but of course it really means the same thing, which obviously it doesn't. But so we need to understand what the Torah is coming to teach us, according to these drushas, with two concepts, one of lo yera'eh and one of lo yimatzeh. It can't mean that it has no, it's just there as a cute way of telling us the same halacha. So again, we're going to have to keep this in mind throughout the sugya. This goes on for after the sechta. But you're already, in other words, in telling us the drushas in this way, Chazal are making very clear what the pashat of chat and the pasuk is, and what it is that we need to look out for in terms of the application of halacha. So now, says the Gemara, so what do you mean? Omar, on the one hand you say, you might think it's okay. He said, no, it's as well you might say. But you said before that it is okay. So now, how do you explain that? Look, the question over here is the definition of the lecha. We are not suggesting that the Torah assert a goy's chametz in your rishut, not for lo yira'eh and not for lo yimatzeh. But we are saying that there's a definition of lecha that goes further than the question of actual on the book ownership, and that is the addition of kabbalat achrayut. So when you stand in locum the baal, because you are going to take responsibility for payment if something happens to it, no matter if you did something to cause it, negligence, non-negligence, so it's not a straight-out torts halacha, it's a baalut halacha, then already that's called lecha. And we find, indeed, halacha lemaisa, Rava told his community in Mechuzah, Tiyad yamalu Rava lebnei Mechuzah, ba'iru chamira debnei chela mi bataychu, kiman deilu migna vilu mikbet, b'shutaychu koyu ve'ita l'shlumi, kiril chonda mi va'asur. So what they used to have then was that the government would force people to store supplies for the army in their homes. Those supplies included not kosher Pesach rations, and they were stuck with it in their house. Said Rava, you're going to have to go and burn it before Pesach. Obviously, you're going to have to pay for it. But the point is that since if something would have happened to it, you would have had to pay anyway. So then it hasn't been of yours. Government's not interested in excuses. They want the deposit. The deposit's not there. It's your responsibility. So once that's true, it hasn't been as if it's yours. And Mamela, it's yours now, so you might as well go and burn it right now, because you're going to be over on the Yitzhak. Says the Gemara, but wait, I mean, this is dependent on a very major machloket. This is a machloket of Davar HaGorim LeMamon KiMamon Tamim. In other words, the question is if, I mean, the classic cases where somebody steals from you a carbon for which you are responsible to replace if something happens to it. Now, we know that you don't own Kefel Tashlumim when you steal from Hegdash. So the Ganav who was caught is claiming now that, well, it belonged to Hegdash, I only have to pay back what I stole, I don't pay back double. So here, if you owe Dovra Agram Lalam and his Kamanan Dami, since the owner can say, yeah, but since you stole the animal, I had to go and replace it, which means that you were stealing from me. To which the Ganav replies, well, that's like a Grama. I caused you to have to pay, but it wasn't yours. Which is causing you to have to pay. So there we have a machlokas, whether that type of responsibility is ipso facto ownership, because lemaisa in my needing to pay for it and replace it, so for all intents and purposes, it's my money that was stolen. It's not just looked at as a grum of the alma. It redefines the nature of the ownership on the chafetz, and therefore it's called stealing from a hedyot, not stealing from gavoa. Okay, so now are you coming, and this is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds that kachin, that you, the owner, is chayav b'achrayutam, the ganav is chayav to pay kefil. So you're telling me that Rava, this whole understanding of the Braita only works if you'll dover garmel of amikam amadam. Because l'man yom alaf kam amadami, ma'igal amemar. What are you going to say, according to him? Says Rava, no, that's the whole point. Mitshayne hacha, diomar lo yimatse. The Torah is adding over here an additional layer of Isser in saying that even though perhaps normally this wouldn't be called yours, but it is called Yimatzeh, because in the end it reflects upon your Hanah from Chametz. As a matter of fact, others say, so if that's the case, we should read it the other direction. That the whole point is that Rava's drasha only works if you don't hold of Rabbi Shimon. Because then, that would explain what the Torah is adding with the contrast of Lo Yimatzei to Lo Yera Elekar. But if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, that Dovra Agon Lamaman is always to Maman Dami, so then I understand we don't need Lo Yimatzei. This is a standard definition of ownership. So where's the Lo Yimatzei? Ah, I still need it. It's true. Why? Because Salka Daita Hamina, remember that the question over here is its current status. The fact that in the act of Geneva, causing another person to have to replace would give it a din that the Geneva is a dovra of a dovra garmla moment, which is therefore chayev as if I stole from a hedyot. That's only because simultaneous with the Geneva is the fact that I am now responsible. But so long as nothing has happened to the chayfetz, it's now be'en. So the chometz is be'en. As long as it's be'en, it doesn't yet kick in that I'm responsible. Because responsibility is only a theoretical consideration. Its current status is that as it is, it's none of my business, and it's owned entirely by the government. Therefore, I would have thought, if it hadn't been for Lo Yimatzei, that even if Yod Dovra Gorm L'mam Nitzkamaman, that's only once the chiyuv kicks in, not when it's be'en. Comes along the Lo Yimatzei to include the broader definition, at least in the Hakpada, on Chametz, that even that which would have kicked in with the Chiyuv of Achrayut is already usur for it to be within my home. And therefore, Talmud Lomar, that, Kamash Malan rather, that in this case, the Lo Yimatzei includes even while the Chametz is be'en and belongs to the government in that state. The Vei Rebbe Yishmael Tana, quarter of the way down over here, Matzino Arba'as HaShenikra Rishon. So therefore, Yudalit is Rishon without any of the drushes. Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak Amar, the word Rishon anyway means Yudalit. It has to mean the day before. Yomakar Rishon Adamti Vale, Elamiata, Lakatha Mechem Yom Rishon, also means Rishon Amikar Mashma. No, Shani Atam Dechtivus Machtam Se Hashem Lokechem, Shivat Yamin, Mashvi Ishvi Lachagav Rishon Rishon Lachag. So it says the same thing by Chometz. Ach v'yom ha-rishon tashbitu shivat yamim matzot tochelu. Ah, kein nichtov rakro rishon. Why say ha-rishon? Shema min alekidi amron. Oh yeah? Iyach yatam nami by lulav and Esther. It says ha-rishon normally. V'tu ha-tam by Pesach. Where it says b'yom ha-rishon by Sukkot. B'yom ha-rishon shabbaton imam ha-shmini shabbaton. Maybe the moed is also Erev Sukkot. No. Shani Adam and Akavi Yamashmini Shabbaton. Mashmini Shmini Lechagaf Rishon Rishon Lechag. How Rishon normally according to you? That's the Mutte Choloshamot. Choloshamai. Mirisham Shmini Nafka. Wow, it's Sakta Terminal of the Kasa Rachmana. Uva Yamashmini. Maybe the Vav is Mosif Cholamai in Alin Yerishon. Afilab Choloshamai. Kamash Malan. So then leave out the Vav and leave out the Hay. Furthermore, Adam Dekhti by Pesach, Biyom Rishon Mikra Kodesh Yelachem. There too, you should say, means Erev Pesach is Yontem. Elahani Shlosh Arisha Mibayle for another drush. Tanu Vere Vishma. Tanu Vere Vishma Bishar Shlosh Arisha Zachulish Shlosh Arisha. Lachrit Zara Achrit Zara Shalei Sav Lebinyan Beit HaMikdash Rishposh HaMashiach. Lachrit Zara Shalei Sav Dekhti Vayetzei Arishan Admoni Kulo Kaderet Seya. Lebinyan Beit HaMikdash Dekhti Kisei Kavon Merom Merishon. Makom Mikdashenu, Shmosha Mashiach Dichtiv, Rishon Lezion, Hinei Hinam Lirushalayim Evaser, Etein. Rav Amar Miocha. Lo Tishchat HaChametz Dam Zifi, Lo Tishchat HaPesach Vadayin Chametz Kayam. Ve'im HaKol Chat V'Chat Yishacha, No, Zman Shkit Amar Achmar. Tani Na Miochi, Ach, Biyom Rishon Tashbir Zor Mibatechem Iberev Yaltav. Einu Elo Biyom Tav Atzma, Tamar Loma, Lo Tishchat HaChametz Dam Zifi, לא תשחט את הפסח ודאין חמץ קיים דברי לשמוע רבי עקיבא אומר אינו צריך הרי הוא אומר אך ביום הראשון תשביטו סור מבותיכם וכתיב כל מלאכו לא יעשה בהם מצינו להברה שיעב מלאכה רבי יוסי אומר אינו צריך הרי הוא אומר אך ביום הראשון תשביטו סור מבותיכם that's got to mean מרב יונטב או אין אלא ביונטב זאת אומר אך חלק והיא ביונטב עצמו נשארים היתקי שהשפטת סור לאכילת חמץ ואכילת חמץ לאכילת מצה Omer Rav Shmamin, Omer Rav Akiva Tlat. Shmamin Ha'im Biyur Chamei Tzelas Reifa. Shmamin Ha'avara Lachalek Yatzat. Ushmamin Ha'lo Amrinan. Hoyo Biyutra Avara Letzoren. That would mean shelcha yataroe, avlataroe shelcha yirusha gavoa. So therefore, yocho yatmin yikabel pitonot bin anochri. Talmud lomar lo yimatze en liyala b'leochri shaloki vashtov en shorim chabechatzer. Nochri shikhi vashtov en shorim chabechatzer minayim. Talmud lomar lo yimatze bivatechem. Okay, that's dafka bivatim. How about biborot b'shikinu v'ma'arot minayim? Talmud lomar b'chol gvulecha. Okay, but I could still say, Bibatim, you're going to be over Mishum Bayeraya and Bayimatse. And therefore, Bayatmin, Ubayikabel Pitanot Ben Anochri, because there's no Lecha. Whereas Bigvul, and it's only Roe, and there it says Lecha, so Shalchaya Taroe, Avla Taroe, Shalachayim Shogavoa. Minayin Litenet Amur Shozebeze, Vishozebeze, Tamud Lomar Seor Seor Ligzera Shaba, Neemar Seor Bibatim, namely, Sor le yimatzer vatechem ne'emar sor begvulin, namely v'lo yero lechasor matzor amur levatim over mishum bayera v'yimatzei uvayatmin uvayikabel pitanot ben anochrim av sor amur begvulin over mishum bayera uvayimatzei uvayatmin uvayikabel pitanot ben anochrim. Furthermore, matzor ne'emar begvulin shelchai ataroe v'latoreh shelachayim shogavoa av sor amur levatim shelchai ataroe v'latoreh shelachayim shogavoa. Omar mar hini yelo benochrim shaloki vashto. ואין שרואים לך בחצר. נורכי שכיבשתו ושרואים לך בחצר מנעים, תלמד לא אמר לא יימצא. What? כלפי, ליה. אמר רבי איפוך. רוב אמר לא, ליולם לא תיפוך. והרי שקוי, שלך היה תורו אבל תורו של אחרים של גבוה. אין לי אלא בנוכרי שלא כיבשתו, that it's mutter. ואין שרואים לך בחצר, that it's mutter. How do I know that it's even mutter with a נוכרי שכיבשתו ושרואים לך בחצר מנעים? תלמד לא אמר לא יימצא. What? The Tan is trying to find that Tera. You're bringing him a pasuk for his surah. No, Mishum Shinamar, Lecha, Lecha, Trey Zimne, it's as if it said, Lo Yimatze Lecha. Omar Mar, Yocho Yatmi, Vekabil Pitonot Ben Anochrim, Tamil Omar, Lo Yimatze, I thought you just said, Shalchai Ataroya, Velatoroya, Shalachim Shogavoa. Lo Kasha, the Kabil Alei Akhrayut, Adot, Lo Kabil Alei Akhrayut. Kiyod, Omar, Lo Rova, Lo Bnei Mechuzah. Why? Because kivadilu migna vilu misave b'shutayfu koi ubeitol shulme kilo chondami, and therefore it's also. So any for the man diomar davar hagorim lemamon kibamon dami elabad diomar lav kibamon dami maikal meima shayne acha diomar lo yimatse. You can diomar reaction the other direction. Any for the man diomar davar hagorim lemamon lav kibamon dami. That would explain why this case is unique, because it says lo yimatze. Zayinu deyitzuch lo yimatze. But according to Rav Shimon of Oz, davar hagorim lemamon kibamon dami, what's the point that it's added with lo yimatze? Yitzuch. Sarka da gamina hoyo b'fi ite hadar be'ene. So at this point, lav b'shut tekun. Kamash ron, and even so, it's called b'shut taichu because of davar hagorim lemamon.